Essentially now we have the quota of trees that Gunns had, which was a fair portion of the total quota of trees that can now be released to be part of the independent verification process that will look at what trees are of high conservation value and should be put into some form of reserve.
Gunns and Forestry Tasmania have been compensated for giving up the contractual rights to log these trees. But if they aren't found to have high conservation values, could these trees still be logged in the future?
Firstly, let me say this is not compensation. This is basically a commercial settlement around legal rights that Gunns have under the contracts, residual legal rights. So it is not compensation for having handed back the contracts in that respect. Those trees now are free to be considered through an independent verification process to see whether or not they are of high conservation value. We of course want to see the protection of trees that are of high conservation value. We also want to ensure that there are trees available for an ongoing industry in native forestry, and I believe that the IGA gets that balance right.
So is it the case then that in the future some of these trees that Gunns and Forestry Tasmania has received this money for, that they could potentially be lost?
Essentially, of course, we've got 572,000 hectares of trees that have been reviewed through this independent verification process. I suspect there'll be a fair portion of those trees that do come under the high conservation value definition, but there will be a number that don't. If they are not of high conservation value, they won't go into reserve.
Is it pretty rare that we've been sort of forced into a situation where taxpayers are paying debts owed to Forestry Tasmania?
Essentially, what we needed to do was to resolve the issues that were outstanding between Gunns and Forestry Tasmania if Forestry Tasmania were going to be able to extinguish the contracts that are required to be removed for the intergovernmental agreement to go ahead. In that sense, it was a critical part of the overall package of the intergovernmental agreement that those issues were resolved. They are now resolved in that sense.
What was the onus on Gunns to settle its debts out of the money that it was entitled to through a residual contract?
The alternative to settling these issues in the way that has been progressed was for there to be lengthy and costly court action between the two bodies who were required to enable the IGA to be progressed. We have contractors, we have sawmillers, we have others in the forest industry right now who are in suffering financial pain because of the changes that are coming upon them, not because of the IGA, but because of changes in the markets, because of the decision of Gunns to step out of native forestry. Those people need governments to act now. Those people need money flowing now. And to enable to step back and say, well, we'll just allow the courts to work this out would have delayed the process, no doubt, for many years and cost the taxpayer a lot more.
But couldn't you have written the agreement differently so it didn't need to have this sorted out as part of the actual agreement?
No. It's very clear from the Solicitor General's advice that we needed to sort these matters out in order to be able to progress the IGA. It's very clear from the Probity Auditor's advice that we needed to sort all of these matters out in order to be able to progress the IGA.
What would you expect to now happen at Tryabunna?
Well, we would hope that Tryabunna will now open and open properly and in a way that is consistent with the IGA. It's very much a part of the IGA that it is our expectation that Tryabunna will reopen and will accept all trees that are part of the forest industry as it stands at this point in time. Well, that's an issue, of course, for the new owners as to who they can get to run Tryabunna. The other issue, of course, is the fact that right now the woodchip market is very depressed.